I have been touring like a madman, is what most of my friends say. I can't stay off the road. It's just so much fun, and I love playing shows. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Do you have like a favorite memory from touring so far?
Boots and Hearts Festival in Ontario was like one of the coolest things for sure. We've had some really crazy shows in Alberta, like Calgary, Edmonton. I can't even pick a favorite because they're all just so amazing and they're all special for their own reason.
You are on tour right now, and then in Edmonton, you're coming on November 11th. So what can someone expect from your performance?
In Edmonton, you can expect a high-energy rock and country show. It is always a party, especially at Cook County Saloon. I love that place, and we're going to have such a great time. So I can't wait. It's going to be amazing.
And we are a couple days away from Halloween, so do you have a Halloween costume prepared?
Yeah, I do have a costume. We actually just filmed a music video for my latest single, Tequila and Me, and we all dressed up as cop part of the video. So I'm like, I paid for that costume. I'm going to use it. I think I'm going to be a police officer.
You know what's crazy is I'm literally going as a police officer too for Halloween. So we'll be twins.
Oh my goodness. It's perfect. I love that.
Send each other pictures of our Halloween costumes and be like, oh my God.
I think we have to do that.
We will definitely do that. And then besides your tour, what else do you have coming up for the remainder of the year?
So we just put out my latest single, Tequila and Me. So it's been a lot of promoting for that. Obviously just came out at radio last week, which is super exciting. And as I mentioned, there is a music video coming out for that one real soon. And other than that, just lots of more writing and recording, prepping for the new year. We're not slowing down anytime soon.
That's what I like to hear. And speaking of your new song, Tequila and Me, can you tell us a bit on what it's about?
So I was down in Los Angeles and I was meeting up with some friends of mine. And they brought this big bottle of tequila to, like, celebrate that we were all back together. And we took way too many shots and all got way too intoxicated. I woke up under a tree, and there was a Los Angeles police officer standing above me. And they said, you're in a really bad spot of town. We need to, like, get you home. They drove me home. And I didn't know this at the time, but my friends also got picked up on their own in a different vehicle. And they heard over the radio in the car that they were in. Mm-hmm. It was like, shh, yeah, we got this big Canadian kid in the car. Like, it was the craziest thing ever. And we ended up getting to where we were staying at the same time in separate police cars. And we blame it all on tequila story.
Tequila does some crazy things. That literally sounds like it's out of a movie. That is insane.
People never believe that it's a true story, but it was like, I feel like I've had a lot of those movie moments in my life. And that was like, I look back on it, I'm like, that actually happened. And it could have been so much worse. Could have been terrible. The worst thing was I lost my wallet and my phone, and I found my phone. So,
oh, no, but not the wallet?
No, sadly. I had a tracker in my wallet. The next day, we were just terribly hungover trying to track this wallet down. And we came to the conclusion that it was in a 14-story University of South California dorm building.
What?
I'm never going to find this thing. It's in one of these a million dorm rooms.
Some university student has it.
Yeah, I gave up.
And then at the end of my interviews, I think I've done this with you before. I have those four rapid fire questions. You just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Totally.
Love okay. It. First one, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, no. Brand New Man, Brooks and Dunn.
Nice. Okay, good one. Who would play you in a movie?
Someone really tall.
Yeah, you're like 6'9".
Yeah.
How does one get that tall? What did you do as a child that like made you just grow?
I ate everything and anything.
Are your parents tall? Do.
Tall-ish, but not nearly as tall as me.
Jeez. I don't know an actor that's like 6'9".
I think they'd have to go into the NBA.
Do you like the beach or the mountains better?
Oh, beach for sure.
How come?
My family has like a cabin in Saskatchewan on a lake, and it's my favorite place. Spend all the time on the beach and on the water. I love the mountains, too. That's actually so tough because I love snowboarding as well.
Oh, you can pick both. It'll be a 50-50 this one time.
Okay.
There
love
we
it.
Go. And then last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
For sure. You can find me on social media at Braden King Music. All tour dates at BradenKingMusic.com, and find my music under my name on Spotify, Apple Music, and probably a million other places I've never heard of.